You know, actually, there was an agreement between SPLM and the National Congress Party that this VA, up to the reaching to a final resolution, to be controlled by the joint military. But actually, due to the attack by SPLM to the armed forces of the government, joined by the UN forces, and a lot of people killed, this will be considered by the government as a real violation to CPA and to the agreement between the two partners. And actually, we believe that ABA is a part of the North up to the referendum, as the South also was a part of the North. The South will be an independent country in the month of July. The same case should be also for ABA. ABA is a part of the North, unless there is a result of the upcoming referendum of ABA that the ABA people to opt to be a part of the South. That is why the government now is responsible of achieving peace and security and stability in the region, and is responsible of all people in the region, and is ready to implement what mentioned in the protocol of ABA, and is ready also to implement the outstanding points that left from the CPA. But actually, SPLM didn't respect this CPA, and they are now considering ABA belonging to them, whereas ABA is belonging to the North up to now.
But there are ongoing negotiations between the SPLM and your party to resolve the issue of ABA. So taking over ABA militarily, it's an act of aggression. Don't you think that?
No, but during this negotiation, ABA is a part of the North. It is not hanging between the ground and the sky. It is a part, you know, even the South. It was a part of the North, but the referendum result, you know, proved that the people of the South, according to the self-determination given to them as a right, they opted for secession, and their country will be independent on 9th of July. Up to now, you know, till this date comes, even the South is under the control of the North till 9th of July, until that already decided in the Comprehensive Peace Agreement. And this case also should be also implemented with ABA, because ABA final resolution will come according to the result of the upcoming referendum, or according to any agreement between the two partners.
So what happens to the ongoing negotiations between SPLM and the NTP considering ABA?
Actually, we don't. Yes, the negotiation is going on, but this will not contradict that within this period, up to the result of the referendum, this ABA is a part of the North, till we reach to a resolution in the joint technical committees that already formed between the two partners.
So you don't think taking over militarily in the ABA region doesn't undermine the ongoing peace talks about resolving ABA?
No, doesn't undermine the CPA, doesn't undermine the results of the upcoming referendum. But actually, you know, according to CPA, both partners should respect the South was a part of the North till there was a result showing that the will of the North, of the South, is for secession. And also, this will happen for ABA. ABA will be a part of the North up to knowing the result of the upcoming referendum of ABA.
Now, Doc, my main question is, now, since the NCP and the SPLM are holding talks about ABA, taking over ABA undermines the peace talks between both sides. Don't you think that?
No, not like that. Actually, the ABA actually is a part of the North. Why? Why we sign CPA? We sign CPA to decide whether the South will be independent or not, whether ABA will be a part of the North or a part of the South. This is actually ongoing. It is not decided yet that ABA is a separate. The South itself, it was a part of the North.
All right, Doc, so what is...
And this is proved by Selfakir Meredet, was, during the interim period, the fairest vice president of the whole Sudan. But when conducting the referendum showed that the people of the South, they want secession. And we have recognized this, we have accepted the results, and we will recognize this newborn state on 9th of July. This, the same case, why they are differentiating between the case of ABA and the case of the South.
So what will the NCP or the Northern government do with ABA now?
we will be in Abia. We will control Abia. It is the responsibility of the presidency. It is the responsibility of the federal government to, keep security and peace in Abia and to provide Abia by all services up to the result of referendum, or to have one accord between the two parties by any other agreement, as a lot of proposals now already presented by mediators to solve this problem.